there's been a spate of vandalism, of theft and of public disorder in various parts of Strabane, in particular around residential areas. And this weekend, in a residential area that is quite built up and is surrounded by elderly residents and families who use an area called the Plot Pad that runs behind quite a large number of housing estates that allows proper access to the bridge end area of Strabane leading to the town centre. And over the weekend, there was bins, lorry tyres, car tyres, bicycles, everything put in the middle of the pad and set on fire. And a number of trees were also set on fire. It's utterly disgraceful. The damage is quite significant. And also the theft of bins from residents comes at a cost.
And indeed, while a clean-up operation has commenced, this antisocial behaviour needs to come to an end for once and for all.
Yes, those that are carrying out this are in no way reflective of the general area or the people of this town. They're a minority that are operating recklessly with their own selfish agendas. It would be much better if they would use this spare time, which they seem to have in abundance, to actually do something that's positive and engaging for the town of which they live and are from as well, and someday, if they're not already, will work in. It's important that we stand up for this place and take some pride in the place in which we live. And my message to those who are carrying this out is to stop this immediately, take some ownership for their town, stand up for it and stop this messing. It's causing an unbelievable amount of damage to public and private property, and it's also causing a great deal of stress to the surrounding residents who fear that these fires could spread and cause considerable damage to their properties or even indeed to human life. So they need to do something about this very, very quickly and desist from this. And over the summer, there's some concern that this may increase, but we'll be speaking with the PSNI, Councillor Cara Hunter and Councillor Jason Barr will both be joining me in meeting with the PSNI in relation to this to ensure that we get a remedy to this issue as quickly as possible. But in the meantime, I'm asking those who have carried out these actions to stop immediately.